Today's Bible reading is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 6. You can find it on your service sheet, but if you're looking in the Bible, it's page 1175 in the Church Bible or pages 2066 in the large print. As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jane, thank you very much. Let's just pray that God might speak to us in these few moments. Lord, we ask that your word would shed its light and power into our lives, individually and as a church family, for your glory. Amen.
Amen.
Personally, I can't remember a time in our history in this country when we found ourselves in free fall, as we have in these recent months with the whole Brexit issue. The United Kingdom, the nation, really does seem to be split, and the previous unity has been disintegrating. But what has caused this? Well, Brexit has proved to be the great divider, as well as the social issues around those who want it, who are in deprivation very often, and those who don't want it. There's been a big protest with the Brexit situation. Yes, the great divider, Brexit, for our country at the moment. But every Christian gathering and fellowship is markedly different to the state of the United Kingdom at the moment, indeed to the world. In our meeting after this, we need to recall, as actually in all our gatherings together, that first, we have a unity. If we're Christian believers, we have a unity. Verse 1, as a prisoner of the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. It's been given to us. It's received. It's not of our making. It's God's grace in our lives through Christ's death on the cross, his Spirit poured out on us, which means we have a unity. You see, at one stage we were separated from each other. Jew and Gentile, that was the biggest divide in the ancient world. And Paul says in chapter 2, verse 12, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship excluded from Israel, and foreigners for covenants of promise. And then he says, you Jew and Gentile were without hope, without God in the world. And he goes on, but now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. The centre of our life together is the cross of Jesus Christ. Friendship with God because of his blood shed for us. And yes, he goes on, verse 14 of chapter 2, and says, the dividing wall of hostility between Jew and Gentile is removed. If a Gentile had moved into certain parts of the temple, they would have been stoned. That's how deep the divide went between Jew and Gentile. But now we have access for Lord God. We have a unity. It's a given that sin is dealt with. A vicar not far from here, I met at a meeting last week. He said, have you had your APCM yet? I said, we have it on Sunday. He said, we do that. And I said, is it looking like it would go well? He said, I dread the APCM. He said, every few years, the behaviour of my church people is appalling. He said, they get up and criticise each other about things which are not the major things. The given unity we have, they focus on minutiae and secondary issues. And maybe later on there are issues raised which we will disagree about. But actually, we need to recall the big picture, the unity we have. But actually, there is for us one body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who's over all, through all, and in all. We have a unity, it's a given. And then we need, second, we need to keep it, preserve it. Again, verse 3. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Make every effort, because it is fragile. And so often, with one another, perhaps pride or aggression even, or impatience, being unloving, selfish in our use of time, not bearing with one another, can have devastating effects. And that's so important, because actually for people in our parish, in our nation, in our world, their people's eternal destiny, their salvation, is at stake. And that's why we need to preserve and keep our unity so we're effective. And friends, if we do these two things well, if we remember God's grace, he's active for us, if we work at our life together, well, that will help us as a church in this coming year, as it has in this last year. Let's keep those things in our mind. Amen.